It seems to me, sir, you're describing precisely the sort of dictator the Democrats have been howling about.
Dictators aren't susceptible to law.
Neither is he. He just said as much, ignoring the courts, twisting meanings. What reins him in from...
Well, the people do that, I suppose. I signed the Emancipation Proclamation a year and a half before my second election. I felt I was within my power to do it. However, I also felt that I might be wrong about that. I knew the people would tell me. I gave them a year and a half to think about it, and they reelected me. And come February the 1st, I intend to sign the 13th Amendment. Well, Mr. Representative Ashley, tell us the news from the Hill.
Well, news.
Why, for instance, is this thus? And what is the reason for this thusness?
James, we want you to bring the anti-slavery amendment to the floor for debate.
Excuse me,
immediately. What? You are the amendment's manager, are you not?
I am, of course, but...
And we're counting on robust radical support, so tell Mr. Stevens we expect him to put his back into it. It's not going to be easy, but we
trust... It's impossible. No, I am sorry, no. We can't organize anything immediately in the House. I have been canvassing the Democrats since the election, in case any of them have softened after they got walloped. But they have stiffened, if anything, Mr. Secretary. There aren't nearly enough votes.
We're whalers, Mr. Ashley.